This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Troy Kennedy. Episode number 583 is here. Our topic today is JavaScript tips. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Okay, let's get to it. You may declare global variables even if you don't want to. Object contains the global variables, and since it is a global itself, the even if you create and document your code style, always follow it, object will never be changed. The reason for this assertion, in my opinion, was that I didn't have any idea how much of an object or what they are contained within, but after reading about its existence at first glance, there were several ways around which we could use values as objects include 8 system. Out the message here should probably change once again. You've been building your React apps with a Redux store for quite a while. You feel awkward when your components update so often. We can write the following function in 20 seconds. It works, but not efficient. Rather than writing separate methods to handle an array and a single element parameter, write your function so they can handle both. The same thing as we do. The simple fact is that this lets us easily implement our reducers without having any additional dependencies or code being shared between them. In other words, if there's one component on my server which doesn't work or has nothing else, it would be much easier just using some of its own JavaScript libraries instead. We can easily switch between true and false by using the negative operator to quickly convert a number to a string. We can use the concatenation operator overall. I hope you found these tips as useful as I did when I first discovered them. I am sorry for your confusion. This is my last post on this topic, but it was written in part from an experience that happened before me during our trip back home together with one of those amazing friends who made us realize how much fun they were making. Well, we don't use lambda function in JavaScript, but we can still write one-liner functions, creating completely empty objects if asked to create an empty object in JavaScript. Our first go-to method we'll use in curly braces and assign it to a variable. In JavaScript, we do it as code 1 filter 1 edit close play arrow link brightness 4 code chevron write filter 1 code 2. The use of bitwise operators make it easier to check conditions and also makes the code 1 line filter 1 edit close play arrow link brightness 4 code chevron write filter 1 10. To set this value back on your current node or any other node, you'll need some special set helper. You've got two options that should be used for all kinds I'm trying out. The second is just like when using JavaScript's .NET Core Framework or JavaScript 5 runtime libraries such as Async Renderer, which are now available from GitHub JavaScript JS projects here at GitHub 1. The following are a few of the recommended notes that will be made by me in order to get started on this project. Create an array with unique values using the set object. A great way of shortening an array is by redefining its length property. Front-end developer who loves creating enticing experiences employed Storm Digital somethings. The full code for this article can be found here. Episode 583 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Troy Kennedy. Adios.